Welcome everyone to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. I'm Ryan Muhammad, writer and moderator with Becker's Healthcare, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have with me today Dr. Scott Blumenthal, orthopedic spine surgeon at the Texas Beck Institute. Doctor, it's very nice to have you on the podcast today. To get us started, would you mind please introducing yourself and telling us a bit about your background?
Hi, my name is Scott Blumenthal, and I'm a spine surgeon at Texas Back Institute and the co-founder for the Center for Disc Replacement, which is fairly self-explanatory. We have a lot of experience now going on 24 years of disc replacement surgery and pioneering that in the United States.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us that background. So, to begin with the interview, the first thing that I'm really interested in knowing is what are the biggest issues you're following in healthcare this year?
You know, it's interesting. It's kind of a progression of what we've been seeing in the previous years. And you know, I hate to use someone else's line, but just follow the money. It's kind of who's controlling the purse strings. The predicted end of private practice with many physicians, and particularly almost all new graduate physicians, either being employed by hospitals, private equity, or academics, universities, has become more and more prevalent, and certainly we continue to expect to see that. And then the abdication of our control of the insurance industry. In fact, it almost seems like we're working for the insurance companies now, because they dictate the treatment algorithms, and they dictate, you know, they say there's a negotiation, but there really isn't, payment for procedures. And obviously, as a surgeon, I'm a proceduralist, so that's kind of what I focus on in terms of the majority of most surgeons' incomes actually comes from surgery.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much for sharing that insight. And is there anything that is exciting you right now, or anything that is making you nervous, whether it's something you're personally working on or anything that you're seeing in the media?
So, you know, I was thinking about this question, and I can answer this question both what's the most exciting thing and what's the thing that's most foreboding in the future of healthcare, and it's AI, artificial intelligence. I think that it can be, if it's well harnessed and well utilized, it can decrease the amount of errors in medicine. It can increase the accuracy of diagnoses and in certain treatments that are more kind of numerically based. Obviously, it can never substitute for judgment or for some surgical techniques that can't utilize robotics or artificial intelligence. I think there'll always be some of that human element in. And what makes me nervous about it is I think that data can sometimes, and we've seen it in the past, be used to, number one, take the decision-making aspect out of physicians' hands, and number two, utilized by the payers, I hate to get back to that, to optimize their results, which is, you know, economical, versus what we think is what's best for the patient. So it's kind of like, be careful what you ask for, because it's not all going to be all good, because you know, the payers are going to utilize artificial intelligence also and tell you why you can't treat a patient individually when it comes down to, you know, big data, things like that. Not all, in fact, most of our patients fall into gray zone, not into something that can fit an algorithm always. A lot can, so that's why I think I'm excited about it, but there's always got to be that out for an individual.
Yeah, definitely. That completely makes sense. And before I let you go, doctor, the last thing I wanted to ask you is what will the most effective healthcare leaders need in order to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years, do you think?
I think, and it's something that the medical schools and training programs are starting to do a little bit, because I just I have a daughter that's completing her healthcare training, her residency, and I saw what they did in med school that we didn't, which is understanding all the stakeholders, so and all the factors that go into it. In other words, you know, community health issues and artificial intelligence, where they're starting to teach that a bit. understanding research and how to interpret and avoid misinterpretation of papers and research and in journals that you read, understanding the different payer systems, understanding your community and how the demographics are different from rural medicine versus urban medicine, things like that. And they'll be much more facile at understanding the oncoming artificial intelligence that we're all going to be succumbing to whatever extent our specialty is infiltrated by it. But the leaders are going to have to understand everything, and not just be the best urologic surgeon in the world, but understand the implications to kind of global health and the economics.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much for those final thoughts, Doctor. This has definitely been an amazing and informative discussion. So again, I want to thank you for coming back on Becker's Healthcare. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Well, we'll see you in Chicago in June.
All right.